Financial market participants are working to calibrate the North Korea threat level today. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. In early trading, the S&P 500 is down 0.3%, the NASDAQ Composite down 0.7%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 54 points, 0.3%. In Europe, geopolitical concerns have driven the DAX index in Germany down 1.2%. Out of Chicago, the VIX index of market volatility, which had been set on low for months now, is up 9% this morning. Ian Bremmer is founder of the Eurasia Group, a consultancy which monitors global political risk for corporate clients.
Very hard to panic when you have no sense of timeline, right? Markets like to find an individual date. They know when election is or isn't going to happen. When you talk about the potential of nuclear war on the Korean Peninsula, it's low likelihood, incredibly high impact, and almost impossible to pin down until you're really close.
When you hear that level of rhetoric coming from the White House and then an almost immediate answer from Pyongyang, do you see this as moving into a new, more dangerous phase?
It's both more dangerous, but it also is more pregnant with possibility. I mean, what people aren't talking about is the fact that Secretary of State Tillerson, at the same time, has opened the door for direct conversations with the North Koreans if they temporarily, at least, stop with their missile testing, which is frankly a much bigger crack in the door than we would have seen from the Obama administration or the Bush administration. So I think it's more likely that we have military confrontation. It's also more likely that we see these two sides engage in negotiations.
So keep an eye on what Tillerson's up to. It would be part of your advice.
Trump has just had the single biggest win in foreign policy since he came to office over 200 days ago, which was a 15-0 Security Council resolution in favor of tougher sanctions. He's gotten the Chinese on board and others in part through bluster and a willingness to be more risk acceptant. Certainly, he's prepared to continue with that strategy. The problem is that North Korea is more dangerous. Their ability to engage in cyber attacks, grab a lot of cash from people, break things, also their nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities, makes them a more clear and present danger to everyone out there, literally as every day goes by. So even though there are opportunities, the fact that both Trump and Kim Jong-un are two leaders with really no foreign policy experience who are both prone to make the big gesture and not have good ways to back it down means that this is a very different environment for North Korea than we've ever seen before.
Ian Bremmer at the Eurasia Group, a consultancy that monitors political risk. Ian, thank you.
Sure, happy to be with you.
Bonds as a haven this morning. The 10-year yield is down at 2.22%. Now, the Walt Disney Company has issued a declaration of independence from Netflix. Yesterday, it announced it's launching two streaming services of its own. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is following this. Nancy, what's Disney up to here?
Well, it's launching a new sports streaming service next year. Disney says it'll carry about 10,000 live games and events a year, including Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, and Major League Soccer games. Disney says it'll launch its entertainment streaming service in 2019. Yeah, remember, Disney owns the Star Wars franchise, along with Marvel Studios and Pixar. Disney says it'll stop distributing new films through Netflix, starting with 2019 movie releases.
Now, a big move here for Disney. Why does it feel comfortable doing this?
Well, Disney really has no choice. You just have to look at its bottom line. It reported third quarter earnings yesterday. Earnings per share are down 5% from last year at this time. Some of that is due to higher programming costs at ESPN, which Disney owns. Disney reported lower advertising revenue from ESPN, along with a decrease in average viewership as sports fans cut the cord and cancel cable. Disney is betting it can make more money by streaming its own stuff directly to consumers. It hasn't said how much it'll charge for this new streaming service.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you. Netflix stock is down 3.2% at the moment. Disney stock is minus 4.6%. there's a company you have probably never even heard of that may have been gently tickling your wallet over the years. The U.S. company is called Vantiv, which processes payments for banks, credit unions, online payments, even gift cards. There's news today that Vantiv and a similar British company called Worldpay have agreed to merge, a $10 billion deal. Vantiv, the buyer, is the largest payments processor in the U.S. If you look at the number of transactions that it processes every day, the BBC's Theo Leggett is following this for us.
This deal will create a new global payments giant, which will process more than $1.5 trillion worth of transactions every year in 146 countries. Worldpay and Vantiv believe that by combining their businesses, they'll be able to save about $200 million a year. The new company will be called Worldpay, but it'll be run from Vantiv's existing headquarters in Cincinnati. Its international business will be directed from the UK, and its shares will be listed in both New York and London. It's understood there may be job losses in the United States as a result of the deal. The new company will have two chief executives, one from each of the existing businesses, although the current Vantiv boss, Charles Drucker, will also become executive chairman.
Now, Vantiv's move is a sign of how e-commerce is transforming the industry that does the plumbing underneath the floor of the economy. J.P. Morgan Chase was also interested in Worldpay. And last Friday, Blackstone Group snapped up another British payments processor for nearly $4 billion. Now, before we go, since there's no other place to eat in New York City, they are opening up a Cheetos restaurant in the Tribeca neighborhood, the Spotted Cheetah. Frito-Lay is indeed behind it. Recipes like fried green tomatoes covered in a Cheetos batter, and why not add Cheetos dust to meatballs? In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.